McGuire, and this is Food in 5 Minutes, where I try to bring you 5 stories from the food world in 5 minutes for your Sunday morning. Sounds easy. We're going to see what happens. You're going to find links, pictures, and everything else you need back on the blog at kenonfood.com. It is Sunday, the 1st of November, 2020. So here's 5 stories that I've picked from things that have been happening this week. First, to matters close to home for myself, the Savour Kilkenny Food Festival announced they're springing back into action in order to keep the festival on track for 2020. Traditionally, it's held on the October bank holiday weekend, but the festival pulled the plug on activities due to COVID-19 earlier this summer. During the week, however, organisers announced that they would be returning with a 10-week winter programme that starts this coming Wednesday, the 4th of November. At 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, they're going to have the Savour Kitchen for cookery demos from celebrity chefs. Fridays at 8 are Savour food stories from a number of people involved in running their own food business. Saturday mornings are for children with cook-alongs and fun activities planned, and there's other events in the pipeline as well, including local food reviews, the Savour 60 second pitch for traders and producers, and more besides as well. Helping the festival along into the winter months are Kilkenny County Council and the local enterprise office in Kilkenny, and you can check out the programme online at savourkilkenny.com. Being the 1st of November, it means that the Irish Times are kicking off Food Month with a whole range of food news and features across the paper and online. There's recipes on the way from Paul Flynn, Aoife Noonan, Lily Higgins and JP McMahon. Their virtual kitchen sees Nevin Maguire, Catherine Fulvio and more set to cook up a storm online. John Wilson is going to be on hand for wine tips. Aoife Noonan will be doing 5 weekly Facebook Live masterclasses, short and snappy at around 30 minutes each on how to be a better baker, while Lily Higgins is going to be doing weekly interactive cook-alongs on her IGTV channel on Instagram. If you want to get on board, check out irishtimes.com/food or keep an eye on the hashtag ITFoodMonth online to join the conversation. Halloween is done and dusted. It's been pretty different. Admittedly, shopping late for pumpkins wasn't the best idea I've ever had. The last of those on the shelf looking well battered, bruised, and a little bit neglected. But if you do have pumpkins left over from carving or some you didn't get around to cutting into yet, Euronews carry a piece this weekend on pumpkins and food waste. Did you know that in the UK, 8 million pumpkins were sent to landfill last year? That's the equivalent of enough pumpkin pie to feed the entire nation, according to The Guardian. A survey by environmental charity Hubbub shows that 40% of consumers buy pumpkins to carve for Halloween, 60% say they dispose of the inner flesh, and 80% say they don't consider pumpkins' primary purpose as a food item. All of those toasted pumpkin seeds, or pumpkin cakes, and brownies, and soups, and more just going to waste. From food to beauty, the article continues to look at solutions to the pumpkin crisis, including a pumpkin facial and a pumpkin hair mask, if that's your thing. You can check today's blog post for the links. Today, being the 1st of November, if you're listening on Sunday, it's World Vegan Day. As such, the Vegan Society are marking the occasion with the launch of budget tips, a recipe hub, blogs, and cost comparison research on its website, vegansociety.com/liveveganforless. Yes, it's UK-based, but it still has plenty of good info in there. It's designed to help those manage unlimited incomes, given where we're at with the COVID-19 pandemic. Per their official release, many people still believe that vegan food is always more expensive than non-vegan food. While some of the latest ready-made or processed plant-based alternatives to meat and cheese are exciting, the cost can also add up. So they are launching Live Vegan for Less to demonstrate a more cost-effective way of preparing nutritious vegan meals, showing that vegan living can be affordable for all. Lastly, this week, one Irish entrepreneur is making the return home to take a slice out of the €1.1 billion Irish baking market. Limerick-born Greg Wixted, along with his two younger brothers, launched Britain Loves Baking as a direct-to-consumer online baking business during COVID, with a plan originally to launch a small production facility and a pop-up shop in Dublin in time for Christmas. They've changed tack. They're going digital from this weekend, and they have launched IrelandLovesBaking.com. It'll stay open through the 31st of January, selling a curated range of high quality baking boxes and baker's essentials, as well as a special Christmas collection. They have the Your Baking Box feature, which will allow you to create a bespoke box as a gift, something to look at with seasonal shopping in mind. And according to Wickstead, some of their biggest sellers in Ireland from their UK site are sweet bread boxes, afternoon tea, cookies and biscuits. They're teaming up with leading mental health charity Aware to donate a euro per box sold as well. Those are five stories in 5 minutes. You'll find more links online at kenonfood.com. And there you go. That's the first of your food in 5 minutes for your Sunday morning. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe. You can pick up the podcast at any stage online, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all good platforms. And you can go back through the archive and interviews with chefs and food producers and find other kinds of food-related news online at kenonfood.com. And lastly, if you're fancying coming to Kilkenny at any time soon, or indeed if you're living in Kilkenny, check out the list on the blog as well of all those local restaurants, cafes, and other eateries that are doing takeout service and home delivery service or pop-up shops. Support local, buy local, or it's buy local. Until next time, good luck.